You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today, ang pag-uusapan natin is our victory in Christ. I'm not going to delay this further. I want you to turn your books to the first book of John, chapter 5. And in reverence to the reading of God's Word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Kung wala kayong dalang Bible, you can read along with us on the screen behind me. But my encouragement always, always, always is to bring your own Bible. Okay, if you want to have an encounter with God, understand who He is, have Him grow in your life, you do that by reading His Word. And so that's my encouragement lang. Kung ano. But you can go ahead and read with us behind me. Verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Say, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time that we have with You. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You open up our hearts and our minds to receive from You today. I pray, Lord, that we understand the position that we're in, that we are victors in Christ, that we can overcome the different challenges that we may be facing, Lord, that we can overcome because You have overcome. Lord, we thank You, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You anoint the preaching of Your Word this morning, not from my own ideas, but only what Your Spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. I pray, Lord, that You will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. In preparing this message, I was thinking of, you know, different situations, that stories of the past that we've seen God move in our situation, in our spiritual family. And okay lang ba if I just start sharing some stories? Wala kayong choice. Okay, may mic. Okay. One of the stories that I want to share is from one of our longtime leaders here in this church and a missionary. His name is Oming Cervantes, Romel Cervantes. He was our missionary in Russia, and then eventually planted a church in Latvia, and is currently now is in Brentwood, England, where he's ministering there as well to young people and to students. And meron sila mga trips to Paris and Marseille pala, France, where they also minister in the different schools. And so here was a time he's married to a Latvian, okay, woman on my left, okay, and the three beautiful kids. Okay, he was our first missionary to Russia, and while he was there, he was going home. Okay, umuwi siya one night, and of course, medyo madilim. He started noticing that there were these eight men that was following him. These eight men were had shaved their heads. They were skinheads. They were actually neo-Nazi members. Okay, and so while he was walking, he just felt somebody kick him in the back. And so that kick made him fall on the ground. And laki ho siyang tondo. Okay, so ready siyang makipaglaban. Okay, so when he was on the ground, all he just said was, "Lord, help me in this." Okay, he just prayed. Quick prayer before he was going to beat up on these eight guys. Okay, he gets up, faces his opponents. And so once he faced them, tumakbo. All eight men started running away. We confirmed this story with him over Facebook and just wanted to make sure that the story was accurate. Tumakbo yung eight. Yung gusto makipaglaban, nung tumayo siya, and he said that these guys were much bigger than him. Okay, here's an Asian guy. Siguro nakita nila yung mukha ni Bruce Lee. But wisely, what he did was once they started running, what he did was he turned the opposite direction, like he repented from them, okay, and started running. I'm not going to be foolish to, gusto niyo makapaglaban? Okay, hindi na niya hinamon. But we can see in that situation, one quick small prayer reminds me of Peter, getting out of the boat. And once he started sinking, "Lord, help me." So one quick prayer, okay, and we see God working in a situation. And these men started running away. Incredible, right? Parang hindi kayo masyado impressed. Okay lang. I'll share another story. Okay, this one, another story naman from Pastor Robert. Pastor Robert Hearn that we're sending to San Diego. He had a friend, okay, who was working as a seaman. Okay, for many, many years he was there. But during that whole time that he was working out on the boat, he was always being teased about his faith. He was always being parang tempted about different things. Pinapainom siya. Ay, halika na, makisama ka na sa amin. Laging ganon. Every time they would get on port, okay, all the other guys would go out and party and find girls and drink, and they'd all come home telling of their stories. And so the whole time he was being persecuted about this. Lagi siyang tinutukso. Lagi siyang, sama ka na, parang magpalalaki ka, ganun. All these things were being said to this man. But sabi niya, no, I believe God. He would be there reading his Bible when everyone else was telling different stories. And so, one time they got on port, ayun naman, niyayaya naman sila. So sabi niya, no, I'm gonna stay. So he stayed and he was reading his Bible. And what his friends did was they hired a prostitute. And nilagay dun sa cabin niya. Okay, so he was going back to his place, you know, after reading his Bible, he opens his door and he finds a woman there on his bed and said, you can do whatever. Ang reaction niya, napatang siya. He started praying in tongues. And why, yun na lang yung reaction niya, parang, okay, while he was praying in tongues, he saw the countenance of the girl start to change. The girl started crying. The girl said, and she just kept repeating, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? And siya naman, parang, anong how do you know? Nung nakita na niyang parang okay na, na pwedeng kausapin, okay, na siguro nakabihis na rin, okay, sinabi niya, what do you mean, how do I know? Sabi niya, when you opened the door and you started praying, you were praying for my sick daughter. How do you know about my daughter? Yung pagtangs niya, he was already speaking a different language. And he was actually praying for the woman who was there. Incredible. Diba? Okay. Mas impressed na kayo ng konti. Okay lang. I'm glad. But that's God moving in his behalf. Holding on to his faith, holding on to whatever he had, and God moving. Gusto ba natin mangyari sa buhay natin yon? Living a life of victory? O sige, isang kwento. Gusto niyo pa isang kwento pa? Okay lang, isang kwento pa? This morning, Paul Paho was here. He was one of our missionaries to Afghanistan. And when I saw him, it just reminded me of a story when they were there. This was about 11 years ago. They were riding a van, going to a mission work that they were doing. And while they were riding a van, merong motorsiklo na merong na dalawang mama na nakasakay doon sa motorsiklo, riding alongside, nagtatangsang ho ako, riding alongside them. And at one moment, one of the guys picked up something and threw something inside the van. The thing fell on the lap of the guy that was on the front seat. And then, sabi nila, what was that? Sabi niya, oh, it's a grenade. And threw the grenade behind him. Not outside. Okay? Anong pumasok sa isip niya? So it fell on one of our Filipino missionaries. It fell on his lap and sabi niya, yeah, it's a grenade. And then threw it outside. Okay, yung pagbato ng ganon, meron daw natamaan na bata. But the incredible thing here was that apparently there were about different operations going on. Na meron sila mga binabomb na mga sasakyan. Four different instances all around the same time. Pero yung grenade na binato sa kanila, not only were they able to throw it out, but it did not explode. Apparently, all the other ones, merong, I don't know if people were injured or something, but all those different operations, they were protected. Okay? Even though they were silly and just say, oh, it's a grenade. Is it a potato? No, it's a grenade. Nag-argue pa sila, pero binato lang nila, nawala. They were safe. I mean, Paul was here this morning, attesting to that. And sabi nila, yung lifestyle nila, it was just a common thing for, oh, there's a grenade that happened there. Oh, parang, meron parang paputok lang. Ganun lang yung kwentuhan nila. But that was something that God really did something to protect them. That they had victory, that they were protected, that there was something going on in the spirit realm that allowed them to walk into the victory. You can see, I mean, he's more confident now. Okay, knowing that God is protecting him. Gusto ba natin sa buhay natin yon? Minsan, iniisip natin itong mga story na ito, oh, no, that's for missionaries. That's for people who are spatial. Okay, you met that dito. Okay, it's something it's not for me. And sometimes we have a hard time approaching God because we think, oh, ang liit lang naman ng problema ko. Ako na lang bahala dito. Alam mo, hindi ko na kailangan si God dito, kaya ko naman to. And what I'm saying here is living a life of victory is that every single situation, whether big or small, we can bring it to God and allow Him to work in our behalf in that particular situation. Wouldn't that be incredible if we all did that? Okay, and here, John is trying to remind us, after talking about all the different things, God is light, God is righteousness, God is love, all these things, now he's reminding us, ano ba yung kailangan natin to be able to have a life of victory? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Ano ba, what do we need to do? Many times, we look to other gods, or we look to different idols. Pag iniisip natin yung idolatry, iniisip natin yung rebulto or something na gano'n. No, but sometimes, there's certain things that we hold on to. We call them functional saviors. Na pag meron tayong problema, yun yung nilalapitan natin. Pag meron tayong problema, yung ibang functional savior nila, magsha-shopping sila. Kaya, ay, naka ng problema. Eh, problema mo, malaki yung bill mo. Pero hindi, magsha-shopping ka pa rin. Okay? Yung ibang problema, ikakain ko na lang yan. Okay, laki ng problema ko, no? Ganun din ako. Problem, challenge, okay, I'll just reward myself with a nice meal. Okay? I keep rewarding myself. And so, these things happen. We hold on to different things. Not necessarily bad things. They could be good things, but when they're elevated above God, they become a sin thing. And so that's something that we have to be aware of. What are the things that we're holding on to instead of just holding on to God? And so that, as we go through this, let's examine once again. Let's examine ourselves kung ano yung mga pinaghahawakan natin. And my challenge for all of us is to lay aside all of those things and just to hold on to Jesus. And as we hold on to Him, that's where we can experience the victory. Those who are born of God, okay, here's verse 4 and 5, the text that we read earlier. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Okay? If you're born of God, if you're born again, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, overcomes the world. So kahit anong ino-offer ng mundo, anong temptation na binibigay sa'yo, miski gwapo man siya o hindi, okay, you will overcome the world. That's the promise. Okay? And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is our victory? Saan manggagaling yung victory? Ano yung sinasabi? You read it earlier. What overcomes our faith? It's our faith that overcomes the world. Our faith in what? In the little things? In your personal saviors? In your functional saviors? Or is our faith on God? Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Dun siya babalik. Okay? Those who are born of God overcomes the world because Jesus overcame the world. It's not based on our strength. It's not based on our abilities. It's not based on anything that we do. It's based on what Jesus Christ has done for us. He is the overcomer. And since we are with Him, we overcome with Him. Not just when we're in heaven, we can overcome while we're here on earth. Isn't that encouraging? Salamat dun sa tatlo. This should encourage you. This is meant to, that's why John wrote this, to remind us, He's already overcome the world. And if you're born of Him, you have overcome the world. Kung ano man yung ino-offer ng buong mundo, wala yon compared to what God is offering us. It reminds us in John, in 1 John 4:4, sabi niya, little children, you are from God. and have overcome them. Ano sino yung them? Yung enemy. For he who is in you, who's in us, Jesus Christ, is greater than he who is in the world. Let that sink in for a moment. Yung nasa loob natin, if you have Christ in you, is greater than whatever the enemy will try to throw your way. Greater than those 8 neo-Nazis. Greater than that prostitute in your room. Greater than that grenade. Minsan, nag-iintay tayo ng ganong situation, something incredible situation, before we start believing God. Huwag ka na mag-intay ng granada bago ka mag-trust sa Kanya. Huwag mo na intayin yung impossible situation before you start from the beginning. I remember now, I realized me coming here from my house, that took faith. I had to get out. I had to dress myself. I had to drive over here. Come here and walang aksidente. Come here, walang problem. Okay? The escalator, para hindi ako masyado mahirapan, umakyat, na, on na nung dumating ako. Because we come here before the mall opens. But I come here. It's all there. I trust that I don't have to climb all four flight of stairs. Kasi wala pa yung elevator. Yung elevator. But that's faith. Even in the little things. Me going home, being with my family, eating dinner with them, it requires my faith that it's going to happen the way I envision it. And that's what overcomes the world. It's our faith. He who is greater in us. Every time there's a challenge, there's a challenge or a temptation. Ay, parang minsan pag may temptation, sige, you dive into it. Okay, parang, okay, ah, mahulog ka na doon. Parang, ay, naku, ang laka. No, he's greater. What's in you is greater and you can say no to that. You can turn around and say no, flee, get away. You don't have to succumb to that. Because greater is he who is where? In us. So John is reminding us, mas malakas yung nasa iyo kaysa yung sa mundo. Kaya mo yung situation na nasa angka. Hold on to him. Don't hold on to anything else. And it's our faith that needs to be built up. We go through different challenges. Sometimes we wonder, why did I have to go through that challenge? It's to build up your faith. That the next time the bigger challenge would come, you say, you know, I got through that in the past. I'm going to get through this thing again. Because my faith is in the right place. My faith is in Jesus Christ. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, sabi niya, so faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. When they were writing this, they didn't have Bibles. See, they would get into a gathering and people would declare and pronounce the word of God. They'll read the word of God. Not everyone had a copy. Not like today. And today, kailangan every week, kailangan kong i-remind pa sa inyo, get your own Bible. We have a great opportunity. And why do they declare it? So that the people will be built up in their faith. Why did I share those three stories? I'm thinking of many other stories. It's to build your faith. That you can put your trust in this God that we're serving, this God that we're worshiping. So for us, in this context, so faith comes from reading. We can read God's word today, at any time, morning, noon, night. Okay? And that's how our faith is being built up. And so in the end of this book, and the end of this 1 John that we're reading, that we've been reading in the last few weeks, he's now summarizing what are the things that we need to learn. What are the things that we need to understand about who God is, and based on our understanding, can build up our faith. Knowing more about Jesus builds our faith and will lead us to a life of victory. Pag maintindihan natin siya at paniwalaan natin siya, our faith will be built up. The next time a big problem comes, sabi mo, wow, wala yan. Talo ka sa lolo ko. Okay? Kayang-kaya yan. Dahil dinaanan mo na eh. Marami ka ng dinaanan. Okay? So sometimes nagtatanong, bakit ko kailangan pagdaanan itong kahirapan na to? No, no. It's to build your faith. Now, are we gonna trust God or not? Are we gonna look to Him? And we can see in the scripture as He ends this His book He's sharing, that certain things here that He wants us to know. He wants us to understand, to build up our faith that will overcome the world. In verse 12, ready na ba kayo dito? Okay, kami na lang mag-uusap, siya lang sumagot. Okay, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son, Son of God, does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. If you believe in Jesus Christ, okay, if you believe in what He's done, if you believe Him and everything about Him, you are a son of God. And ang promise dyan, we have eternal life. Now my question is, knowing that you have eternal life, would it change the way you live today? If you know your destination, kung alam mo kung saan ka pupunta, would it sort of change the way you live today? It should. You know, I tell my kids, you know, yung mga anak ko, syempre, minsan masama ang pakiramdam o ayaw sumama sa akin, okay? And I want to take them out. And I tell, you know, some of my kids and said, how are you feeling? I'm not feeling so good. Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad because we were going to go out for ice cream. Oh, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine. Oh, I'm better. Jesus healed me. Okay, meron pa silang ganyan. Why? It changed their demeanor. It changed the way they were. They changed their outlook because they know where they were going. Ice cream. Or Disneyland. Or something else that they want. Biglang nagbabago. Knowing that we're going to heaven should change the way we live. Parang, wow, okay, great. Insult here. I'm going there. Bahala ka sa insult mo. Persecution. Hey, bahala ka sa persecution mo. I know where I'm going. It will change the way we view things. If somebody sins against you, yes, I know it hurts. It will hurt. But it doesn't mean that you can't forgive. You can move on from it because you know that God has forgiven you so much that you are not in a position not to forgive somebody else. Knowing that we have eternal life in Jesus will change the way we live today. And that's where we can find victory. We'll move on. In verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have towards Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. Wow! Grabe! I'm amazed with this. Okay, I'm amazed with this verse because it says that I can come to God in prayer. He hears me. Have you ever been in a situation that you're praying and you feel like no one's hearing? Or parang nagpa-pray ka lang going through the motions because parang, ay, sige na nga, sasabihin ko na lang to, magpa-pray na lang ako. Pero feeling mo, wala namang mangyayari dyan eh. Okay? I guess ako lang. But knowing that God hears you, would that change the way you would pray? Knowing that He's there, parang, okay, come on. Come on, anak, sabi, anong gusto mo? Anong gusto mong bigay ko sa'yo? Anong gusto mong mangyari sa situation mo? He knows what we're going through. But we know that we can come to Him and He hears us, Lord, aray. Lord, this it hurts. Lord, that what happened there, I need your strength for me to forgive that person. Lord, these guys, they want to hurt me. Help me. And God moved. Plans of killing and injuring with a grenade. Lord, it's a potato. It's a grenade. Just throw it out. God protected him. Someone that wanted to be in his integrity secure, just prayed, and not only was he protected, but he was able to minister to that woman and see what the suffering that she was going through. This is all God moving in our situation, moving in prayer. Would it change the way we pray? Would it give you confidence na pwede kong, wow, pwede ko siyang lapitan? Yes. And so we come to Him in prayer. Next month, in July, the first 3 days of July, we'll be having our prayer and fasting, 3 days. Join us. Whatever it is that you're going through, kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo, come and join us and pray and fast. Okay, we normally have a prayer and fasting beginning of the year, okay, to make sure that the whole year is consecrated to Him and we're going to follow Him. But now, mid-year, are things the way you expected it to be? Or is it a little bit different? If it's different, then maybe we can come back. Lord, okay, let's pray. Let's come together. We know that God's going to hear us. Last Thursday, it was an incredible time here during our prayer, our worship night, where we worshiped God and prayed. And while we were singing one song, Pastor Dennis got up here and started saying that He is our hope. Jesus is our hope. And whatever situation that we're in, okay, He's our hope in our families, in our finances, whatever it is. Tama ba? Naniniwala ba tayo doon? And so, while we were sitting there, something was stirring in my heart. Na you need to pray for something. I said, Lord, nakakaya. No. You pray for this. And I felt it. I started feeling pain in my back. Started feeling pain in my knee. And this doesn't happen to me all the time. I don't want to spook you out. But I felt God really telling me, say, pray for healing. And sabi ko, well, okay. If he prays for healing, this is Pastor Dennis. While Pastor Dennis was, if it's nagpa-pray siya for your finances, for your family, for pag pinray niya yung healing, then he's done it. I don't have to do it. And then you pray for finances, pray for your families, pray for salvation, pray for the kids who are going back to school this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, hindi niya pinagprayan yung healing. It means I have to go up. And so I got up and prayed. And as soon as I prayed for the pain in the back, and sabi ko, ano ba yung meron ba dito na may sakit dito? Parang hypertension or something? Bilang nagtaasan ng kamay yung mga tao. And so we prayed. And some people said, as soon as I prayed, the pain that I was feeling, nawala na rin. God, wow. You are moving. And then the next thing was the pain. Anyone with pain on your left knee? May mga nagtaasan ng kamay. Sabi ko, okay. As soon as I prayed, the pain left me. And left the people that were there. They were saying, God really moved. Do you think it built up our faith? That God hears? It's not about me. It's not about me. It was me obeying. If I didn't obey, maybe they still have the tension. Maybe I'd still have the tension or the pain. And many times, ano nga yung paghahawakan natin? Dahil nahihiya ka. Or is somebody else speaking to you? No. It's a good thing I'm having you do. And so now I've been built up. It doesn't matter what anyone says, whatever. Lord, kung ano ang gusto mong sabihin ko, yun ang gagawin ko. It could be in the big things, it could be in the little things. Our faith is built up knowing that He hears us. We'll move on in verse 18. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who has been born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. My brother-in-law, sabi niya, he has a term for sin that's always being repeated. Yung sabi niya, yung faulit-ulit na ginagawa nating kasalanan. Meron ba kayong, huwag niyo nataas yung kamay niyo. But meron tayong mga kasalanan na paulit-ulit. Lagi nating ginagawa ng ginagawa. Okay? Minsan nagpa-pray ka na, Lord, forgive me because I'm going to do it again. Okay? Kung meron kayong ganon, just ganon lang. Okay, huwag niyo ako paglakihan ng mata. Okay? But we have that, right? Yeah? Okay. Or at least the person right next to you has that problem. Okay? That's why you're agreeing. Sabi niya, we can stop. Huh? Ganun lang? We don't have to keep doing it. Ganun lang kasimple. By trusting Jesus to help us in that situation, we don't have to do it again. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, don't do it again. Oops, I did it again. Repent. Go back to Him. Oops, I did it again. Repent. Go back to Him. But we don't have to keep doing it. Ask God for strength, that the desire for it, that the hunger for it will be removed from your life. And God is faithful. We know that. God is faithful and He can remove all those things. Not only that, He will protect you from the enemy. He will protect you from being destroyed by what the enemy is trying to feed in your life. Kahit anuman bagay yon, He can remove those things and He will protect you that He cannot touch you. Would that change the way we view life? Will that change our walk? Will that change the way we approach things? Will that change when the temptation is right there? You'd be reminded of this verse and saying, I don't need to keep sinning. God's protecting me. I'm not going to fall into that. This is what we have in Christ. And now in the end of this, we know we are born of God and can stop sinning. And Jesus will protect us from the evil one. Now in the end of this whole book, in verses 19 to 21, these are other things that we can meditate on and look at that God is doing in our lives. We know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding. Okay? He's making us understand these things that we may know Him who is true. We know Jesus is true and we are in Him who is true. In His Son, Christ, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Read that. We have understanding. We understand who He is. We're following and putting our faith on someone who is true. Hindi kalolokohin. Walang kadaya-daya. He is righteous. He is the righteous judge. And that's what we have in Him. And so John ends his whole series, his whole letter, okay, and saying in the end, little children, the way He was speaking to us throughout the whole thing, like a father, sabi niya, little children, keep yourself from idols. Sino ang paghahawakan mo? Yung temporary idol? Yung maliit na bagay na will give you satisfaction maybe for a few minutes? Or are you going to hold on to someone that will make you complete? Are you going to hold someone who will protect you? Are you going to hold on someone that will fulfill every desire that you have, that will answer every prayer that you're going to ask Him according to His will? Sino yung paghahawakan natin? Yung ginawa mo? Yung medal mo? Yung ribbon mo? No, we hold on to Him. We hold on to Him. Our faith in Jesus can lead to a life of victory. We hold on to Him for dear life. And that's exactly what we have in Him, eternal life. And that eternal life starts now. We can have victory over our situations even today. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our God. I'm going to call on the music team. I want us to sing this song again. And while we're singing, as we're coming together, I want you to start reflecting. What are the things? What are your functional saviors? What are the things that you're holding on to instead of holding on to God? And this is a time for us to really just have a moment with God and come back to Him and say, Lord, ayoko na yan. This is a time for us to let go of all those things. It may be good things, but if it's elevated above God, it becomes a bad thing. And so now we can respond to Him as we sing that our hope is really in Him. Our full hope is in Him. I'm going to ask you to stand. Sing this as a prayer. Lay those things aside. Lord, today we repent and turn to You. And with You, we have everything. Miski hindi namin matanggap yung mga bagay na pinagdadasal namin, basta nandun ka lang sa buhay namin, we have all that we need. And so we thank You, Lord. I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are here today. There are things that they need to let go of. Lord, give them the strength. Give them the wisdom to know what is the right thing to do. And give them the strength and grace to be able to do it. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the incredible thing that You continue to do in and through our lives. Can you look up for a second? Whatever it is, whatever it is that's being elevated above God, need to be turned away, need to be turned aside. Because only He is what you need. Jesus is what you need. And this morning, sabi ko kanina, and our answers will be prayered. Okay? Yun yung pagkasabi ko. And I corrected myself. Kasi mali naman yung English, diba? And then, but one of the guys came up to me afterwards and he said, you know what? Theologically, what you said was right. Because in reality, our answers are already there. It's just we pray it through for us to be able to realize it. God has already overcome in your situation and in mine. And all we're doing, it may not be a reality yet. Papasok yun. So mas matamang ano, our answers are already being prayed for. That's what we want to do. That's what we're doing. Because God has already provided for it. For you and for me. And right now, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are not born of God, you're not born again, you can make that decision today. And everything that we're talking about, the security, the assurance, the hope, the faith, can be yours today. Even your eternity is secure. With heads bowed down, eyes closed, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can make that decision today, and I want you to lift up your hands high so I can see it. I see that hand. Thank you. Over my right. Anyone else? Over there, over my left. Thank you. Go ahead and lift up your hands high and pray this prayer with me. I want to invite everyone to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. I know that You died so that I can have life. From this day forth, I turn away from everything the Bible calls sin. And I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I thank You, Lord, for this new life. Let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for these individuals that have accepted You today. I pray, Lord, that You surround them with people that will build up their faith, that will help them in their walk with You. I thank You, Lord, for the incredible thing that the whole of heaven is celebrating right now because people are turning back to You. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this incredible opportunity that we have that will change the course of our eternity. Lord, we thank You. For the rest of us, I want to pray a blessing over you. Just lift up your hands as we pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in the overcoming God that we have, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.